If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Owen Nkomo joins me now in studio to give us some insight into this critical conversation. Sawubona baba Nkomo.
Sanibona njani gogo.
Ai kyaphileka futhi.
Nami ngisaphila dad.
The most prominent way that we actually have access to the market in terms of employment. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's important that we just take a moment to reflect on retirement funds for public employees. I know the fine funds that typically themes that come to mind, but also just the role, structure, size, and importance of the government employees pension fund.
So, yes, thanks for that question, Gugu. The Government Employees Pension Fund is the biggest asset manager in the country. It's actually rates about number 20, I think, in the world in terms of size. If you're comparing it to its global peers, and it's got about 2.6 odd trillion rands right now.
Yeah.
And I believe that number is going to go up. They'll be reporting numbers in April, or they're going to be doing their meeting where they're going to talk about this AIF thing.
It's AIF, quite a big fund. Actuarial
interest factor.
Got you.
It can be a tongue twister.
He's but saying it's Pagemele, so what does this mean?
So it's basically the biggest asset manager in the country. They look after the wealth of the people that work for the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are already working, or people that are on retirement, or the spouses of members who have died that were members of the scheme. They look after the investments of those people.
Got you. And maybe let's just go back to, I'm glad that you elaborate on what that is, because when we speak of the Government Employee Pension Fund, GEPF, essentially, as we'll refer to it going forward, plays a very critical role in terms of the sustainability, the viability, and the financial ease that many South Africans have, given that they've contributed to these particular funds. Mm. I'm just keen for you to take us back to defined, undefined, because that's where the technicalities come in when it comes to public retirement savings versus private, right?
So there's two types of pension funds you can set up. You can be a defined contribution fund, where your benefits depend on how much you contribute into the scheme, put together with the contributions of your employer.
Yes.
And then there's a defined benefit.
And that's important, because defined contribution means there's a limit to what you are contributing and the employer, right?
Yes, definitely. And it means that there's no guarantees to your pension, actually.
Yes.
Whatever you're saving is what you're going to live on.
Mm-hmm.
When you retire at 55 and you've got 10 million rands, if it's finished, it's finished. But with defined benefits, the government, for example, through the GPF, promises and offers that they're going to make a payment to you for your salary for the rest of your life until you die. And then obviously comes the terms and conditions.
Yes.
And which is why we're here today, Gugu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we touched on that, because this then takes us to getting a better understanding of AIF, actuarial interest factors.
Yes.
As you've mentioned, tough technical term, but help us understand, what does this mean and why does it matter?
It's actually a fancy term, but it's basically one of those elements that the government uses to allocate the wealth that's sitting at the GEPF to all its members. So if you're looking at a defined contribution scheme, how much is due to you is based on how much the company has contributed to your savings for retirement and how much you have put into the pot as well. But in this case, because it's relatively complicated, there's all these members that are putting their contributions, and then the government is doing their share of the contributing into the fund. But at the same time, the government is liable for making sure that they are going to pay you a salary. If you choose to stay within the GPF, they'll pay a salary forever. So the AIF, the actuarial interest factor, is one of the elements that is used in calculating and allocating that wealth.
Yes.
So the way to calculate it is to just take the number of years you've worked for the GPF. If you've been there for 25 years, the pensionable number of service years is 25 years. And then they check out how much you currently are earning, your pensionable, last pensionable service for the past 2 years, the salary element of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they multiply the time by the value of your annual salary by this factor, uexonga solveke, esizomsova namhlanje. So they move this factor up and down to decide how much members are due to get from the allocation. And it's done every 3 years.
Yes.
And it's rather done very quietly. But the negative impact that we've seen through the last three rounds of revisions is that the people that choose to not stay with the GPF when they reach 55 and they're leaving the scheme actually get a lower benefit.
Yes.
And that's where the big questions are starting to come out.
100%. The last article I read was, I think this particular calculation was done 2021?
Yes. Announced in 2022.
Yes.
Effective in November 2022.
Exactly. So these are important dates that we also need to bear in mind. But let's go back to Loexonga Solveke, because what you are also sharing with us is that this is also part of a regulatory requirement, right? To make sure that the GPF essentially has enough money to pay out to all its members if it had to.
Yes.
At some point where everybody decides, I'm resigning today.
Yes.
It needs to be able to have enough liquidity and capital to actually pay, make all those payments. But the complexity is part of this calculation within the X. Help us understand why it then leads to potential losses that could be experienced by members.
So what's happened, maybe if I can give an example of what happened in 2022 and 2018 when these revisions were announced, which is happening this year and it's going to happen in 2028 again.
Mm.
So the government looked at the future of the fund. They looked at the future of the potential returns.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, you know what, we cannot afford, in its very simplistic terms, to have a lot of money leave the scheme. Well, much rather when you, Google, decide you're going on retirement, your benefit, you keep them here with the GPF. You don't take them out. Mm-hmm. Because they then do what? They reduce whatever the big amount is sitting at the GPF.
Mm.
Last year, north of 90 billion odd rands was paid out to beneficiaries.
Mm.
And that is compared to about 100 odd billion that came in through contributions from the members. So it's net-net, it was a zero payout. So now they're trying their best, in my humble view, to make sure that members opt to stay in the fund as opposed to leaving the scheme.
And this is just for context, people who stay in the fund to draw an annuity income. So
yes,
they still manage your
yeah.
money, but on a month-to-month basis, you're 100%.
Getting... 100%. So if you stay within the fund, if you choose to say, no, I know the GPF, I have worked for the GPF, I was a member of GEMS, I am not taking my money out of the scheme.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay with the GPF. You're going to earn a salary until you die. Or you can take your cash, put it in your pocket or put it in the bank. Or you can rather talk to Inkunzi Wealth Group and our competitors out there and say, I want to transfer the money. You guys can keep it for me.
Gotcha.
And you can invest for me for the rest of my life. But now here's a challenge, Gugu. Challenge is that we feel that the GPF obviously is trying to discourage members from exiting the scheme, which is a good thing from where they stand.
Preservation,
yeah,
right?
It is preservation. But you can preserve outside the scheme. And it's your right. It's your option that you have. But unfortunately, what the GPF is doing is actually, it seems... from what I am getting from the people I talk to who work for the GPF is, why are they reducing my benefit? Because it's my right to transfer my money.
Mm.
So why are they reducing it? And the answer is very simple. If you stay with us, we won't punish you too much.
Mm.
But if you leave, we're going to hit you with a 14 to 27% reduction in your benefit. And unfortunately, Kuku, there's a caveat in the choice or the option to stay within the GPF. And that caveat is that if you stay with the GPF and you live for 5 years after you've retired, there is no lump sum of money that goes to your beneficiary. And that is exactly why families complain and say, but when he died, we did not receive any lump sum of money. He died at 70, but he retired at 55.
Mm.
So at 60, that five-year guarantee period expired. So therefore, there was no money that goes to the family.
Mm.
But that is not being spoken about extensively. So to reduce the number of people that are taking the money out, for the past three revisions, we've seen the GPF actually do a downward revision. So we had someone who actually is in Newcastle. They had 5.2 million in 2022 if they decided to leave, but leave before the calculation for that particular year. But if they left after the calculation, they had 3.8 million rands.
And that's quite a sharp decline.
It's 27%.
Exactly. As you mentioned, 14 to 27% is a huge
sum. It's a very big gap.
And of course, just even the tax implications in terms of what you will be paying anyway on the withdrawals
100%.
And the lump sum will also be something significant. And I hear you on this. And of course, we will reach out to the GPF to get a right of reply in terms of understanding their terms and conditions. And maybe that's also something that we need to reflect on. Because I can imagine someone might be sitting here and thinking, hold on, but doesn't it work similarly with any kind of movement of pension savings? If you exit a particular fund, there typically are, I guess, penalty fees that might not be communicated as an adjustment of your AIF, but there's some kind of financial consequence and cost, essentially, to exiting some of these particular funds.
No, actually not. On the contrary, Gugu, like I said, with the defined contribution, whatever is in your pot is yours.
Got you.
And in this case, whatever we decide is the, you know, the custodian of your assets is what is due to you. That's the difference there.
Gotcha.
So the decision is being made on behalf of members. So now what happens is you're being forced now to say, I'm going to stay with the GPF and I have no choice but to live for more than 5 years. And that's because God has decided people live longer these days.
Mm.
People are dying at 90, 80. But unfortunately, what that does, it takes away the opportunity for you to pass on the wealth you've been creating.
Mm.
So this gent I'm talking about could not, if his value of the retirement fund at the GPF was 3.2 million, because in the next 2 years he's going to have lived for 5 years post-retirement, what that means is that he's not going to be able to pass on his wealth to the next generation if God takes him, you know, post 5 years of having been with the GPF post-retirement, you see.
And if I'm understanding you correctly here, doesn't this also speak then to the lack of I don't know if wealth planning or wealth management or financial planning.
It's education, independent education.
From the GPF.
The GPF does
partners.
Great workshops, Google. They have great workshops. They talk about a whole lot of things, and I love them for that. They're good communicators. But when it comes to this, I think they could do more because everyone we're talking to at the stage, they're surprised that this thing is happening. And the people that wanted to transfer their money out and have an opportunity to transfer their wealth, they're like, wait a minute. My opportunity to take money to my child, to my daughter, my son, is being taken away from me without my consent. Is that fair? And we're trying to help people understand how to manage that, particularly those that are resigning in 2025 and 2026. But sadly, in 2028...
There's another calculation. I presume this is also then an industry call to basically say the GEPF shouldn't be trying to inflate its numbers or assets under value and assets under management by restricting their members on withdrawals, should they prefer that.
No, look, I think the GEPF is relatively an ethical entity and their numbers are obviously audited. But I think it's the broader strategy they are using to retain members in the scheme. And I think a conversation to be had, which I think analysts need to talk about. We need to host a show one day, maybe when they announce their results. The results they announced last time were not great. They've been delivering a return over the past 10 years of 7%, Google. That's just 1%
above
inflation. In the long term, right?
Mm.
And then last year, their last reported period, they delivered 4.9% in growth. And that is quite...
That's not even beating.
That's not a good number.
Beating the market.
That's not a good number. So it starts to raise questions for those of us who eat numbers for a living to say... Yes, you're saying you're well balanced in terms of your long-term liabilities and your assets. But these low returns that don't actually beat inflation in the long run, because Google, you know, the inflation that you and me experience at the shop
is
relative to Stats SA's inflation, they are two different things. So it's important for us to start looking at those numbers that the GPF is generating very closely. Yeah.
100%. To close off with, there might be a few devil's advocates who say, but hold on. Of course, you work within the wealth management space. There's many of you who are competing within that environment. And they might be critical to say, hold on. This just sounds like you trying to get many South Africans to put their money in your hands to actually manage it and take care of it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, 100%. And maybe let's emphasize that just in terms of diversification of the knowledge base and the skills and even investment opportunity that does exist.
So remember, when we take the members' money, and we transfer it from the GPF, if they opt for the option to transfer out.
Yes.
We actually invest with the idea of generating long-term wealth for them. Mm-hmm. To put it simply, we want to give you 10% plus in returns, but we encourage you to draw down less than that so that you get to keep your capital.
And it's bespoke, right?
Yes,
according to your risk profile.
Absolutely.
Your needs.
We do all those analysis but we package you into a portfolio that will make sure that you can earn money until you die, as long as you listen to our advice. Because we'll generate 10% plus in returns, all things being equal in the long term. Mm-hmm. But we're saying to you, let's sort out your debt so that you don't have too much of a cost post-retirement, but you're earning less than what we're making for you. Then you're not going to finish your capital. But if you go to another advisor who's not very clued up with numbers, they'll allow you to draw down a very big amount of cash, which is not great.
Yeah, and that's the problem typically we see with many retirees in South Africa, that you take on the big withdrawal, you extend your home,
you're back at work looking for more work.
This is definitely a conversation we'll follow up on, especially once the calculations do get reviewed and implemented, and of course the impact on government employee pension
fund. April, I think even the GPF will be happy to talk
perfect.
To us. Yes.
And
so
results,
if you're leaving this year, make sure you leave around August. That's a suggestion, but do your homework, because if you leave post that, you
the
will
evaluation.
Be subjected to these lower numbers. 14% to 27% were the last calculation at the GPF in terms of the decline.
That's huge.
It is a big number, Google. It is a very big number.
You don't even get an increase like that on your salary. So never mind a loss on your pay.
And how long will it take for that, for your fund to be replaced back with 14%? You will need to work for another 5-6 years maybe?
Yeah.
Which is not fair.
Exactly.
But hey, the GPF will come and talk to you about why they're doing this.
100%. We'll follow up with you too, just in terms of the growth, the prospects, and most importantly, the options available, because that's
100%.
Really what we need. Financial literacy with a wide level of opportunity and options that are available to make sure that South Africans have their needs met.
Thank you so much, Google.
Siyabonga kakhulu,
baba. Namiyabonga tatwethu.
Awesome. Owen Nkomo is from Inkunzi Wealth Group joining us this evening just to understand a lot more about the technicalities when it comes to complexities regarding the government employees pension fund and AIF actuarial
interest factor.
There we go. Ooh, so technical. It even gets me caught up.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.